I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby mouth,
let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby mouth,
bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kinda scared to eat them. I won't lie. And let me tell you, ah yes, that's why I'm a baby now.
I'm just a baby.
Ah yes, that's why I'm a baby mouth.
Baby mouth, baby mouth, baby, baby mouth.
Welcome to Baby Mouth. I'm Jimmy Smagula. I'm back again to try another food that I've never had before. And I'll tell you, this week, I'm very hopeful. And can I just mention the theme song? I mean, that is an incredible thing. I can't believe I wrote that theme song. I wrote it with Jesse Vargas. It's a disco theme song. And every time I hear it, I just think, like, I can't believe I wrote that. I'm singing the theme song. I mean, you guys tuning in to this podcast for free, already you're getting like so much out of just the theme song. I think it's a tremendous thing. So I just wanted to mention how happy the theme song makes me personally. If you want to support the podcast, and I hope you do, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying enough to support us a little bit. We have a Patreon page. We have a link tree on the Instagram accounts that you can click. You can go to Patreon. You can go to PayPal. You can Venmo me at Jimmy Smagula. There's many ways you can support the podcast. I appreciate it all. You know, my guest today is a very, very funny stand-up comedian. I've seen him many, many times, and he always makes me laugh. And he is the writer, creator, and star of Corporate on Comedy Central, which, if you haven't seen the show yet, it's one of the best comedies on TV. Matt Ingebretson. Matt, how's it going?
I'm fine, and I love the way you start your podcast by just talking yourself up and essentially berating the fans before they've even heard. You better like my fucking theme song, because I like it.
I thought I would start by complimenting myself this time. No, but I just, that theme song, I don't think you've even heard it yet. Did I send it to you?
No.
Oh, Matthew, I have to send it to you. And you know, I don't know why I call you Matthew. That is your given. Your parents didn't name you Matt, right? It is Matthew.
You know, I actually appreciate being called Matthew. It makes me feel loved.
And
it
oh,
makes
good.
Me...
oh, good.
But you are an incredible musician, so I have no doubts that the theme song is excellent.
I'm fine.
I don't think that's true at all. Anytime you start singing or doing anything, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Jimmy's a prodigy. He's like a prodigal musician.
I mean, I guess I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not that great. You know, it's like, and I've tried to write songs before, you know, the incredible songwriter, singer, Amy Mann, you know, is a really good friend of ours. And yes, for my birthday, she wrote me a song, and it was like incredible, just an incredible, funny, great, like I was crying and laughing. And so when her birthday rolled around, I was like, okay, I'm going to write her a song. And it was not good. They were like, you know, it was pre-COVID and there were some people over at her house and the song did not land.
Yeah.
So I'm...
That's tough. That's tough to live down.
You know, you feel the energy. You're a stand-up. You know what I mean? Like, you can feel the energy, just kind of the air kind of just go out of the balloon.
Well, it's a tough comparison you're making, because she is, yeah, top 10 musicians of all time. So, you know, you can't expect to be as good as her.
Now, what have you been doing during the pandemic? Because you did 3 seasons of Corporate.
Yes.
Which must have been exhausting, exhilarating, dream come true, but also really tiring. Did you have an unwind from that?
I have that disease where basically the moment it's over, I've got about a week or two where I'm like, oh, it's nice to be at home and I don't have anything to do. And how about that? And then it fucking drops out so hard with me. And then I start panicking and creating work for myself. So when COVID started and we started quarantining, I was good for like 3 days, and then I started driving my partner Hillary nuts and was just trying to like, we've got to figure out how to spend our days. What are we going to do all day? And finally, one day she got fed up with me and was like, Matt, I need you to shut up. Go in the other room and read a book right now. And I did. And that's when I realized like, oh, I need to calm down for a bit. I've got a lot of time to kill with COVID.
Which I did not think. I thought this was going to last like 2, maybe 3 weeks.
weeks.
Me too. When we first started, I was like, we'll have 2-3 weeks of this.
I mean, what the fuck? Like, and now like I'm reading about Fauci saying like, well, masks and social distancing, even after the vaccine, it's like, in my mind, it's like you get the vaccine and you're fucking kissing every person you see on the street. Like I'm licking, you know, telephone poles. Yeah. Like I'm going fucking wild. I'm spitting on people. Like I'm going saying like, spit on me, baby.
But I do really want to go see a movie in the theater. It's such, as much as I have a nice, you know, setup at home, it's like, it's just not the same. And you know what one big difference is? I don't know what Bridger is like during this, or maybe you're this person, but there's no talking in the movie theater during a movie.
I can be a talker, and I think I was a talker, but Bridger will just, he will literally shush me like a shh from like a kindergarten teacher. Like he doesn't care. He wants to, I mean, listen, that guy, my boyfriend,
he's a maniac. And listen, I don't know how much you talk about him on this podcast, but basically a war criminal you're living with.
He's basically, yes, he's a totalitarian war criminal. I mean, in the mornings, he does it. He wants it to be silent so he can read. Did you see, what was that Daniel Day-Lewis movie?
Oh yeah, Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread, and there's the scene in it when they're at the table and yes. The gal starts stirring her tea. It's dead silent. All she's doing, and he goes, too much noise. That's literally Bridger in the morning. He'll just go, I'm reading. And I'm like, I'm literally like, I've turned the page on a newspaper. So like, it's bad.
And he does have some things in common with Daniel Day-Lewis. Sort of handsome, aloof, and cold-hearted.
And pale. Is Daniel Day-Lewis pale?
Yes, he is. I'd say.
Yeah, I think they do have a lot.
I do feel ultimately, I mean, I'm sure we'll get into this more, but I've been thinking about you and your, I think of it as a condition that you have chosen, that you have not eaten so many things, as sort of psychological damage that you have. And something that I do want to investigate more.
Well, I would agree. And I'm happy to answer any of your questions. And, you know, that's part of the reason why at the end of every podcast, I call my mother, to be honest with you. And this is a little bit embarrassing, but I didn't even know how to make a bed until I went to college. I never did laundry until I went to college. So the fact that I didn't know you had to separate lights and darks and hot water, cold water. I didn't know anything. So it goes along with the idea of this like coddling mother who was like, oh, you don't want to eat that? That's okay. Like she wasn't the woman who was like, eat your vegetables, clean your plate or you're punished. It was like, if you don't want that, that's okay. You don't have to have it. And
because it's like, I don't really think of you as a man child or anything like that. But you've been a little bit of that. I mean, not being able to do your own laundry is.
I mean, but that was college. So yeah. But I mean, now, I mean, I can take care of it now. Like, I'm actually really good in a crisis situation. I become very calm. Like we had a sprinkler, you know, our house, we have a sprinkler system. And in the middle of the night, one night, a pipe burst and there was water cascading down the side of our house for 8 hours that we didn't know as we slept.
Oh,
so we woke up in the morning to this, you know, water sound and Bridger's, you know, turn off the water, Jim. There's one. And I said, okay. We're going to fit, you know what I mean? Because like really an extra 15 seconds in a crisis is like, all right, the water's been running all night. I'm going to go turn it off and then we'll figure out what to do. I just become very calm and very much like we have to do this, this, and this.
You know, what's funny is I also become very calm in a crisis and have a very clear mind. However, I often don't know what the hell I'm doing and you shouldn't listen to me, even though I will be giving you orders during a crisis. I once was at a friend's house and with a handful of people and we were just hanging out and having a drink and all of a sudden we heard him, a friend of mine in the kitchen, collapse to the ground and we ran in there and he was having like kind of a seizure and everyone was panicking and I jumped into action and I pulled him up and I kind of got him on his back and I said, who knows CPR? And somebody was like, no, don't give him CPR. So my point being is I had a very clear, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, but it was the exact wrong thing to do. And thank God somebody was there to stop me. because I was about to give my friend mouth to mouth when he didn't.
The guy's having a seizure and you're like, turn him upside down, get all the blood to his head. You're just making up things that you saw on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't know. At least if you're taking charge, even if you're giving the wrong information.
It's comforting to have someone who is confident in a situation.
And the pandemic has really given me like much more anxiety than I've had. In fact, I've never felt like I had actual anxiety.
And what do you experience like sitting around during the day? What is it? How does it manifest?
I start to just swirl. My thoughts just start to swirl and pile on each other. And it's all about career and money. There's so many travel restrictions and COVID and flying. And do I want to fly anyway to New York to do a guest star on Blue Bloods right now? You know, Blue Bloods, terrific show. I've auditioned 10 times. If you're listening, Blue Bloods people, it might be time to pull the trigger on that one. Because really, I mean, 10 auditions for the same show is a little, it's brutal. It's a little excessive. Like, and I keep thinking like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what am I not giving the people of Blue Bloods?
They keep seeing you and they're like, you know what? Still not Jimmy Smigula. Still not good enough.
I mean, I've been on many television shows. Yeah, there's nothing on that show that I think I couldn't do. So it is confusing, the whole Blue Bloods thing. I have no idea how I got on that. Oh, anxiety.
Anxiety. And, you know, with any luck, you know, this podcast takes off. You could find yourself on Blue Bloods, fourth detective, second detective, who knows?
It's all I want. All I want is to be on Blue Bloods because I've auditioned so many times. Now, what are the questions? Now, you had mentioned earlier that you thought I had a condition.
Well, what is going on that you encounter a food? I've seen the list of foods that you haven't eaten, and I won't spoil it because I know that there's... Let's say, okay, pad thai. Why have you not, the one you're about to eat today?
To be honest with you, first of all, I will say, I thought pad thai was a soup. So I was surprised to see that it looks, I mean, it's sitting here in front of me. It looks delicious.
It is delicious.
I mean, there are some kind of noodles in there and it looks like chopped up chicken and maybe peanuts, which I love.
Oh, good. Now, have you had any Thai food before?
Yes, I have. I've only had two things at a Thai food restaurant. That would be, and this is kind of a weird thing, but I enjoy getting the chicken satay appetizer.
Okay.
Because that comes with the peanut sauce. You know what? It's a grilled chicken on a stick with peanut sauce. And then I will get a side of sticky rice with that.
And that's all you've had?
I will get that. But the second dish is a fried rice.
A fried rice. Okay.
Chicken fried rice.
Now, why have you not? You're of a certain age. I won't name your age.
I'm 44.
Why? You're 44.
44.
Why have you not walked into it? I'm sure that opportunities have come up for you to go eat Thai food.
Oh my God. We go to Thai food all the time.
And you say no.
I say chicken fried rice. That's all I say.
I see. And what is that fear of something that you don't recognize on the menu?
You know what I think it is? I think it boils down to, I don't want to go to dinner and then order something that I don't know what it is and not like it and not eat it. And then take one bite.
I understand that.
You know, you don't want to take one bite and then go like, this is gross. I'm not going to eat this. And now I'm just going to sit there while you eat your food.
I do understand that. I certainly have foods or like restaurants that I go to where I get the same thing almost every time because I want the home run dish that I know I'll love.
Yes.
But, and what surprises me, although I know, you know, I don't know too many people like you. You are a bit of an oddball here, but.
By the way, there looks like there is a hot dog wrapped in it looks like a pig in a blanket on your bed.
That's I was given a pillow that looks like bread.
I love that. Do you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those Aunt Anne pretzels wrapped around a hot dog that I love. Do you ever have that?
Oh, the best part of going to a mall was getting a pretzel.
Yes.
Another thing we're deprived of right now is that feeling of wandering through a mall and you get the whiff of pretzel.
Oh, and I love a mall. Even without the pretzels, I love because I'm a Jersey guy. I mean, that was a big thing in high school. Like, all right, after school, we're going to go to the mall and just walk around. And like, of course, we didn't buy anything. We just literally walked the mall.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
And I would perform at the malls when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I would sing at Christmas time at the malls with the high school band. I would play the clarinet and the trumpet. Like, malls are huge, huge for me. I love them all. But the Aunt Anne's pretzel wrapped around a hot dog, that is genius. That is such a great idea to have a hot dog in a pretzel.
Whoever did that should be given the Nobel Prize.
All of it. The buttery pretzel.
But I guess my point is that, and I hope that this podcast opens you up to this, is that there's so much life for you to live out there, Jimmy.
Oh, man.
And I feel like there's so many things that you would fall in love with taste-wise that you are not experiencing currently due to this severe psychological damage that your sweet mother inflicted upon
you. Yes. I mean,
God bless her. If you're listening, I love you, Mrs. Smigula.
I know, but I never had sushi. Like, I've never had sushi. I tried a California roll and I didn't like it. And that was it. That was the end. Like, then people said, that's not even real sushi.
You do have to. There are certain foods like the one you're about to eat. I think maybe you won't like it, but I think this is an easy step for you. Yes. This is like, it's like, actually, we were talking recently and somebody described this as the spaghetti of Thai.
No, they said it was the chicken parm of Thai food.
Right. So it's sort of like a staple, a sort of like right down the middle. This is a good Thai food recipe, you know.
Now, is that why you picked it? Because now let's get into the food. It's pad Thai. Yes. I've never had it before, as we've already said. But why did you pick pad Thai for me? Is that why you picked it?
So I picked it because I think it's an easy win for you and it can open you up to more Thai dishes, which are also delicious.
I appreciate
it. Because this is very basic Thai food, but I think it's a good entry point for you.
I'm excited to eat it because looking at it in the packaging, I guess you would call it or whatever, it looks great. It kind of looks like a noodle dish. And I guess that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. You will have to open your mind to some new textures, some new types of feelings. Yes. Like
something I'm really afraid to try is oysters. And somebody was talking to me about that last night. And that just seems slippery. And they're like, you don't even really chew it. And I'm like, what's the point? You're just swallowing a piece of oyster down your throat. And they're like, oh, it's salty and delicious. So, but I think with the pad Thai, I'm going to be very happy.
Well, let's see.
All right. So I've gotten this chicken pad Thai from a wonderful Thai restaurant here in Los Angeles called Sticky Rice in Echo Park. If you're in the Los Angeles area, you have to go and try it. It's really, and I've had their fried rice and their chicken satay before, and they're both delicious. So now, now this, the pad Thai, should I mix this around? Because it looks like there's a section of chicken and these are like rice noodles, right?
Yes. Mix it around. You're going to want a little bit of, it's kind of like mix it up. You want a bite of a little bit of everything in the bite that you take, which will be chicken peanuts.
I love peanuts. I'm excited. All right, here we go. Pad Thai. It's still warm, which is good. I'm going to get some carrots. All right, here I go, Matthew. First time pad Thai ever with you.
It does feel historical. It also feels absurd that we're doing this. I'm just watching you eat dinner.
It's
right
both, but sit back, relax, and watch me enjoy a mouthful of pad Thai. I mean, that is delightful. Mm. Are you fucking kidding me with this pad Thai? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
It's great, right? It's simple. It's like, it's kind of a flavor you've never quite had before, but it feels familiar, right?
You're going to have to do the rest of the podcast. I'll email you the listener's question email because this is so good. I'm just taking one more bite of this delicious.
Listeners, I'm watching his face and there's an honest reaction of positivity here. I don't feel like he's being disingenuous.
I'm looking for the bad flavor, you know?
Right.
I mean, that is so good.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that because you can now just eat this. This is they have this everywhere. It's good at every Thai restaurant.
I love that pad Thai.
Pad Thai. Wow.
That is a huge win for me.
I feel like I've done a public service today. I don't have to donate to charity now.
No, you have introduced. And what's fun is that any time now in the future when I eat pad Thai, and it will be often, I will think of you.
Wow. That's a true honor.
Oh my God. How did I never have that before? It's basically hot chicken with hot noodles. It's like pasta and chicken. It is kind of like the chicken parm with pasta of the Thai food landscape.
That's exactly right.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm excited for you because this is just Thai food. And like Thai food can get a little nuts and a little crazy, but there's a lot of really good Thai food just around the corner.
Well, I was just going to ask you, does Thai food use curry in it?
There are Thai curries.
Because curry scares me and I don't know why. That's another thing. I don't know why I'm afraid of curry. I don't think I've ever had it. I've also never had any kind of Indian food at all, which I know utilizes a lot of curries.
Indian food is delicious. And if you allow yourself to be taken by this, Indian food could become your, I don't know if it'll become your favorite food, but it's one of my favorite.
Because I love Chinese food.
Yeah.
I love it, which I found one restaurant in Los Angeles, Green Dragon in Eagle Rock.
Oh, yeah. They don't really have that in LA for some
reason. No, but this Green Dragon, and I found them on Yelp, and it is so good. And they're the nicest people there. Again, if you are in the Eagle Rock area, go over to the Green Dragon.
I do have to correct you again. It's Echo Park. It is Echo Park that Green Dragon is in.
No, no. Google it. No, the Green Dragon's in Eagle Rock because I go to it.
Oh, wait.
Am I not saying the right name?
Is you know what? You're right. I'm wrong about that. And Jimmy,
that's okay.
I'd like to take this moment to apologize.
Matthew, I can edit this all out.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? You should probably leave this in because it'll show the human side of both of us.
I probably will. And it'll show that I am right and you are wrong.
But I guess just to go back to that question earlier, do you feel like this, your hesitancy to try new foods, does this apply to other aspects of your life? Because, I mean, you've done very fearless things in your life. Generally, you pursued a career in entertainment and music and acting.
You know, the thing about pursuing the entertainment career is that is like, I cannot do anything else. Like during this pandemic, I could go into real estate. Like I would be great. I could sell a fucking house. I could sell anything. Like I was like, I would never want to do that. So it's like entertainment is like the thing, but with food, I don't feel the urge or like the need to try new stuff. And like what you're saying, it's a shame because look at the pad thai. Like, I am totally going to eat this again soon.
And I think it's going to do great things for you because I like a new song. Imagine if you'd never heard Mamma Mia.
Great example.
Imagine Mamma Mia is sushi. Equate that in your head. You've never tried sushi and you've never heard Mamma Mia. What a hellish life.
Are you talking about the actual song Mamma Mia or the Dancing Queen song?
Well, I'll tell you a story about ABBA, which is... Or my personal relationship to ABBA, which is I saw Mamma Mia on Broadway when I was 12 and I hated it. I was like, this is complete horseshit. Why was I dragged to see this? And then I didn't like ABBA for years. And then finally, just in the last like 5 years or so, I finally started cracking open ABBA. And I'm like, this is the best pop band to ever.
ABBA's so good.
And I was dead wrong about Mamma Mia. And I've been meaning to go back.
Well, the movie, I mean, look, Meryl, Christine Baranski, I mean, they're incredible actresses. The state, I'll tell you what, I was on Broadway in the Full Monty when they made Mamma Mia and we were all hearing like, oh, there's this new show coming to Broadway and it's all ABBA music. And I was like, that is going to be a huge flop. Like ABBA music was some horrible story and it ran for 1,000 years. It was in Vegas. It was in...
What is your opinion of Mamma Mia?
The musical Mamma Mia? You know, it's funny because at the time it was like, oh God, this is like a jukebox musical. You know what they call a jukebox musical, right? So, you know, everybody poo-pooed it. But much like a lot of things in entertainment, as time goes on and things get worse, successful, the bar... just starts to go down, down, down. And then you get a juggernaut like Hamilton that again, like gets underneath that bar and with the strength of a million men pushes the bar way back up again. And you go like, okay, thank God. You know, that's one of the...
Well, also you're less in the Broadway world. So you're probably less of a snob about Broadway than you once.
I mean, and right now that's funny. Like all I want is to go see 5 Broadway shows in 3 days and go to Joe Allen for dinner and have a banana cream pie and a cheeseburger. And I miss it so much. Now in this pandemic, like you really go like, wow, 1,500 people would congregate into a room to watch 20 other people tell a story with a full orchestra and lights and costumes and sets and like, and it was live happening right in front of you. Like, that is so incredible. Like, I can't wait to get back to that, because watching it on TV for me, you know, they have the different services you can rent a Broadway show or whatever. For me, it's not, just not the same communal experience to have that communal experience.
It just doesn't work the same. Stand-up is the same, where even when you're there, it's so different than watching even a good special, taped special. It's just not the same as being in the environment, because it's infectious. It's a communal experience, and you're laughing with people, and it kind of sets off every aspect of your brain that gets excited, and it just isn't the same watching it alone.
Well, Matthew, before I go to eat the rest of my pad thai, which thank you so much for introducing it to me, because truly it is so good, I do have a question from a listener.
Okay.
And it's about a food nightmare that they've had. They've written in to babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Okay. And they're sharing this with us, and we're going to give them some advice and talk about it. Dear Jimmy, I love fish and chips, or I used to. Last year, I had salmon fish and chips and ended up with food poisoning for 3 days. Now I can't even think about eating what was once one of my favorite foods. Has this ever happened to you? Will I ever be able to eat fish and chips, or am I hopeless? And this is from Andrew in Fort Lauderdale. Ever been to Fort Lauderdale? Great place.
Is it?
Beautiful, beautiful.
I gotta go there sometime.
It's not bad. What do you think of this? Now, have you ever had a food? You ever have salmonella poisoning or some kind of a food that you are now like, for life, I can't do this again?
I have had food poisoning a number of times, and it does damage the reputation of that food in my mind for a while, but I've always come back to it.
Yeah.
One of the worst times I ever had food poisoning was eating, I was at the Just for Laughs Montreal Comedy Festival in Montreal. And the last night I was there, I was a little bit drunk in the hotel room, or not in the hotel room, in the hotel bar. And on my way back to my room, there was a True TV stand that was handing out bagels and lox from a cooler at 2:30 in the morning. Mm. And without thinking, I just ate one, and I woke up the next morning and was in absolute hell. I called an Uber to take me to a pharmacy to get some stuff, because I had to catch a flight, like a 12-hour situation.
Oh.
2 minutes into the Uber, I had him pull over and was vomiting out the side onto the streets of Montreal. He then kicked me out of the Uber because he was like, why have you done this to me? So then I walked to the pharmacy, bought a bunch of French stomach medication, and headed home. But I'm happy to say that years later, I'm once again enjoying bagels and lox whenever I can.
Really?
Yes. Just not at 2:30 in the morning.
from a cooler from True TV.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of things, a lot of red flags there, Matthew.
I should have known.
Yeah. I had a similar situation. I was doing the Phantom of the Opera tour, and I had to fly back to New York. We were on like a 2-week hiatus. And the night before, me and a couple ballerinas went to this nice little San Francisco restaurant. We were in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chicken. It was a grilled chicken with mozzarella and peppers on like a ciabatta or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yes.
And it was a dimly lit restaurant, and I ate the whole thing. Yeah. And I had a 6 a.m. flight the next morning, cross-country flight to New York. And I woke up and I started just vomiting in the hotel.
Oh.
And I was like, I have to get on this flight or I'm not going to make it to New York.
Yep, exactly.
And I got in the car, Uber, whatever it was at the time, taxi.
Oh.
And I did the same thing. I threw up out of the taxi,
got
through security. I think I went to the bathroom, actually threw up, and then went through security. And I threw up every 40 minutes from San Francisco to New York.
Oh my God.
And then we landed, and everybody on the plane was like, it's going to be 8 hours. It's 8 hours, or it's 12 hours, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And to the minute, I was fine.
Wow.
But I threw up the entire flight, and I never had that sandwich again. I'm afraid of grilled chicken because in like a sandwich form, because I'm afraid it's not going to be like, I'm always looking. And if I order a sandwich close to that grilled chicken sandwich, I say, please make sure the chicken's well done. Because that was hard. I was sipping water, and then I have to get up and throw in the airplane.
Oh, That's absolute hell.
And you don't want them to land the plane or anything, you know?
What I'll say to, is it Andrew?
Andrew in Fort Lauderdale.
Listen, you're not going to be able to eat fish and chips for a while. And yeah. I have to say, fish and chips are good, but it's not that big of a loss. Ultimately, yeah. I'm sorry. I know you like them, but it's fine. It's like,
don't it's going to be okay.
Don't eat fish and chips for a while. Your life isn't going to change that much. In a couple years, I think you'll suddenly find yourself in a situation where fish and chips are presented to you and you think, why not? And it'll turn out just great and your life will move on. And so you have that to look forward to. But until then, just chill out and don't eat fish and chips.
I would say don't eat any fish and chips because I can't imagine having the grilled chicken with the mozzarella and peppers again. I think I don't want to. Yeah. It's such a bad experience. But have you ever had salmon fish and chips? Because that to me is, that's a weird, I never even heard of that.
I do like salmon, but I haven't heard. In my mind, fish and chips, it's just a delivery system for like oil and salt and ketchup, basically.
I love it. I love it. I love fish and chips because it's fried.
That's also why you like chicken. I guess chicken parmesan isn't fried, right?
Yeah, it's fried.
It's fried, breaded.
It's breaded and fried.
Yeah. That's...
But I like a lightly breaded. I mean, I like chicken parm so much that Rao's, you know, Rao's sauce,
mm-hmm.
now they make frozen meals.
Yes.
I get their chicken parm frozen meal and I enjoy it. Like chicken parm on any level. I don't even care. Like there's a restaurant in the Midwest called Fazio's.
Yeah.
It's a drive-thru. It's a McDonald's of Italian food.
Oh.
They have great chicken parm. I love their chicken parm.
It is one of those meals. It's kind of hard to mess it up. It's bread, yeah. fried chicken with cheese and sauce.
As long as the chicken is cooked all the way through.
That's right.
You're good to go.
Do you ever worry that you might someday have an undercooked chicken parm and get food poisoning? What would that be a crisis for you?
That would be a crisis. I would remain calm, as we've already stated. But that would be, and I'll tell you, I like chicken parm so much that would not even constitute me never eating chicken parm again. Like right. I'd be like, well, I had a bad one, but I could really eat chicken parm every day. I love it. So I could have it on a gyro. I could have it with pasta. I could have it with nothing else. It's a perfect, delicious with the mozzarella melting. That is just my favorite thing in the whole world.
I do love it.
Do you enjoy garlic bread as well?
Oh, of course.
Because garlic bread, and I enjoy garlic bread with cheese.
Of course.
And then you can sop up the extra sauce. Matt.
Jimmy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad to be part of this.
Listen, you are my first success. My first like big success. You are number one.
And you know what? That was my goal. When I was looking at the list of foods you hadn't eaten, I was like, Pad Thai, this is a no-brainer. He's going to love this.
And now, everybody, we're going to call my mom, Lois.
Hi, G.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I like your glasses. They're like red.
Yeah, they are. They're old.
How old are they?
I have no idea. Maybe 5 years old.
Well, that's not that old.
They're not the ones I use now. I keep these upstairs.
Are those like readers or you need those for everyday use?
No, they're just like readers. No, because the ones I use every day, they're for distance and reading.
Now, what did you do today?
I watched my little grandchildren from 10 o'clock in the morning till between 2 and 3. Ugh. 2 and 3 in the afternoon. It's not too bad.
But they're like 4 years old and 2 years old.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, that's exhausting.
But they're good.
They listen to you.
Not really. Sometimes. I mean, they listen, but I just get tired when I get out of there. My voice is tired because I'm always talking or not really yelling.
Oh, I know. What did I do today? Every afternoon I have one ice cream sandwich for like a midday treat.
Oh, boy. The little ones.
Well, I usually get Pavilions has like their own brand. I think it's called Signature Cafe.
Yeah.
But I went to Target. I don't know what brand I got, but do you like an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, I do. I used to buy, I can't think of the name of them, but they have mini ones.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to buy. Can't think of the name of them, but yeah, I like them. I don't eat much ice cream now.
It's like a simple treat.
Yeah.
What do you have for dessert? You don't have a dessert now?
Oh, yeah. I have I have ice cream, or I have...
Well, you just said you don't have ice cream.
Now, well, I don't have it that much. I used to have it like every day, but I don't now. I have either ice cream, a cookie, or one of those mini, which I love, the mini Hershey chocolate bars with almonds in them. The real little like ones. Yeah, I could eat the whole bag.
The whole bag?
I could eat the whole bag. I mean, I have one. Which is like one little square.
I mean, the lady around the corner went blind from diabetes. You don't have any fear of that happening to you?
No, because I don't eat that much sugar. I mean, I eat a lot of pasta and stuff, which is carbohydrate. But sometimes I don't even have like a treat during the day. Like today when I came home, I had some grapes.
Oh, but that has sugar in it too, grapes.
Yeah, but not that much. Yeah, but natural sugar's not, it's not as bad as all this other stuff.
I like bananas. I like anything with sugar in it. I mean, that's why we right. have diabetes, because we're addicted to sugar.
Diabetes runs in your genes. Like my father had it, his father had it. Now I have it. My sister is on borderline.
I lost 65 pounds. I know.
But not from the diabetes, right? Didn't you diet or something?
Well, yeah, but I don't eat half of what I used to eat.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I used to really pack it away.
Oh, you used to eat cheeseburgers, remember, every day?
Well, I still eat cheeseburger. I love a cheeseburger, but I have it once a week.
That's what I mean. You used to, remember, always have McDonald's?
Yes, I don't eat McDonald's ever.
No, I never have. I don't. I haven't had McDonald's in years and years and years.
But I remember when Grandpa, your father, used to take me to McDonald's as a...
Yeah.
Like as a treat.
For lunch and buy French fries, right?
Yes, I love... I mean, I could taste those fries now. It's so... But it's like part of your comfort food, like as a child.
Yeah.
It reminds you, that's how they get you. You know, it's oh, take them as a kid, and then you'll always associate that horrible food with an incredible memory, and then we get you. And then before you know it, you have diabetes.
Right. And they would give you a little toy. little toy or something would be in the box, like you get a meal.
Happy meal.
Yeah, happy meal.
So anyway, so this week I tried Pad Thai.
Never heard of it.
Well, I'd heard of it before. It was with Matt Ingebretson, who's a very funny comedian. He was the star of that show on Comedy Central Corporate. Remember, I was on one episode. They dunked milk all over me.
Yes.
But he suggested I have Pad Thai. Now, you have never heard of Pad Thai?
Nope.
Wow.
Never heard of it. What is it?
Pad Thai is a Thai stir fry. It's a stir-fried rice noodle dish commonly served as a street food. It's made with rice noodles, chicken, beef or tofu, peanuts, a scrambled egg and bean sprouts and other vegetables. It was delicious.
I know. It doesn't sound delicious to me.
They call it like, a friend of mine said, it's like the chicken parm of Thai food.
Yeah. I never heard of it.
I think you should try. Now, have you ever had any kind of Thai food ever?
No. Chinese. But not Thai, no.
Really?
I don't like it.
But you would love a Thai fried rice with chicken and egg and little pieces of onions. It's so good.
I don't think so. I don't like that egg going in it.
You don't? It's good. Little pieces of scrambled egg.
Yeah, I know.
You never had like a chicken satay?
No.
With the peanut sauce?
No, never had any kind of Thai food.
You should try Pad Thai.
Wow.
I would be interested to see. It's almost like pasta, and then with chicken and a delicious peanut sauce with a little bit of vegetables.
I don't think so. I don't think I want to try it. I don't think so. I never... No, I don't like the way it sounds. I don't like the ingredients that's in it. I don't think I would like it. And that's how I always was. If I didn't like something or the way it looks, I would never eat it. And to this day, I do the same thing.
But chicken with peanuts? You like chicken and you like peanuts.
Yeah, but I don't think... Yeah, but I like them together.
Have you ever heard of ramen?
Yeah, those are noodles, right?
Yeah, but it's a soup. Ramen is a soup.
Soup.
I thought it was like that.
Oh, but, well, you eat it for me because I don't...
I did.
And you like...
It's the first thing that I've had on the show that I actually enjoyed.
Oh,
like
good.
That I will actually get it again. What kind of Chinese? Have you ever had Japanese food?
No, just Chinese.
Have you ever had sushi?
No, sushi, no. And I know people go crazy for it, and I would never even taste that. Oh, no.
Really? I want to try sushi because I've never had it.
But I don't. I wouldn't eat it.
It's just raw.
I know. It's fish. No, thank you.
What kind of Chinese food do you enjoy?
Well, I like to just the normal ones, like the romaine. I'm just going to let this over here. I don't mean romaine. Romaine, the chicken. You always get the chicken.
Sweet and sour chicken.
Sweet and sour chicken.
That's like getting chicken with candy on top of it. It's so sweet,
and,
you know.
Well, I haven't gotten that. I usually get the romaine. What else? I don't like the soup. I don't like...
like an egg drop soup.
No, I don't like that.
You don't get any kind of dumplings? A fried pork dumpling?
No, but I like their spare ribs.
Oh, spare ribs are delicious. And yeah, fried pork dumpling is delicious. You would love it.
I know, but I never got it. I mean, I might try it, but I never ordered it.
It's good. I never had lo mein. That's a noodles.
That's just like spaghetti.
I never had it. What is lo mein?
It's noodles. It's like spaghetti. And then I get the vegetable ones and it has vegetables in it. Or I get the pork lo mein, which I love. It's little pieces of pork in with these noodles, like spaghetti. They're like spaghetti. It's like spaghetti. That's good. You would like that.
It literally sounds like a pad thai type of food. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but that has too many other things in it that with the peanut. No, thank you.
It's just the peanuts that you're adverse to the peanuts.
No, and the egg, and I wouldn't like that.
You don't taste.
I know, but I just don't want it.
Well, you don't have to eat it. I'm eating. I ate it. It was really delicious.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight? It's Monday.
Tonight? Well, I'm really not cooking tonight because we're going to be having a big meal on Thursday. And Daddy yesterday we had steaks on the barbecue. So he's going to have leftover steak. And I really don't know what I'm going to have. I have some chicken soup left over. I may have that.
How do you make that chicken soup?
Well, you have to boil the chicken and then you get chicken broth and you put carrots and celery and then you shred the chicken.
What? You boil the chicken. How do you boil? Like, what do you mean you boil
the chicken breast
from the, from the store?
Right. You broil it and you make the broil.
Boil.
Okay. Boil it in water.
Because one thing I want to start doing, Mom, is putting your little recipes on the website for people to look at.
Oh, no. Don't do me.
Yes, because your little tuna fish.
I know.
No,
the tuna fish,
people will enjoy. We're going to do Lois's recipes.
But, Jim, I am not a good cook. If you want a good cook, you should call other people because I'm not.
But I think people might enjoy trying Lois's recipe. So I'm wondering what your recipe for chicken. I've never heard of boiling a chicken, really, honestly. I know you put it in the oven or you could fry it or grill it. But boy, you take the chicken breast raw from ShopRite and you put it in a boiling pot of water.
Yeah, and you broil it and you cook it. Then you shred it into the soup.
You know, you keep saying broil.
Oh, boil. Boil. Okay. I'm saying boil.
I know, but you're going to confuse people if they want to make your boil.
Boil it.
Boil it.
Right. And shred then you it. Use that broth. And then I buy collagen chicken broth. And okay. You add that. And then you do celery, carrots, and then you season it, onion, celery. Oh, yeah. And then you boil the pasta and you put it all together.
It's so good. I love your chicken soup. It is so good.
And that's all. I think that's it.
Oh, try not to touch your.
Sorry. I had an itch.
That's right. The microphone just.
I had an itch.
You could itch. It's fine. What I wanted to say was. Celery, you know, is really good for you.
Emma Susie, remember she used to put cream cheese on it? Well, cream cheese is Rhodey's famous cheesecake. That's all it is cream cheese and sour cream. Oh, I like cream cheese on date nut bread. Yeah, I like it on date nut bread.
I never had a date.
Date nut bread.
How have you eaten all these things?
I never ate a date. I mean, I date nut bread, little dates. I never buy them because I don't buy a lot of things because nobody likes them.
Well, you could buy them for yourself.
I know, but I don't want to buy a big thing of dates just for me. They'll go rotten by the time I eat them all.
See, Mom, how fun this is to talk about food. I love it.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. When are you calling again?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
All right.
All right, Mom. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Stay safe.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review. Baby, baby, baby.